Yes.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 26th goes to Michelle Stillwell. She's 55 years old and she hails from the great state of Florida. What does your Uncle Sharla always tell you about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and Michelle Stillwell proves my point. Now, Michelle Stillwell was in Florida and she decided to call an Uber to run some errands. In fact, her daughter called the Uber for her mom, okay? And she asked the Uber driver, whose name is Michael Hasty Jr., to take care of her mother. Well, little did Michael know, he's the one who was going to need to be taken care of. Let's go to WFLA NBC 8 for the report, please.
Disturbing weekend attack on a local Uber driver.
Yeah, the driver says he was scratched, strangled, and bitten by his passenger. And now he wants to know what Uber is doing to keep drivers like him safe.
We spoke with a man who says he's Michelle Stillwell's husband. He claims his wife doesn't remember anything about the attack, including taking a chunk out of the driver's neck.
I'm just your Uber driver. I'm just your Uber driver.
Michael Hasty says he thought he was going to die.
It was hands down the most traumatizing thing that's ever happened to me.
Hasty was working as an Uber driver when his passenger turned on him. Police quickly arrested the passenger, 55-year-old Michelle Stillwell. The police report says Stillwell could have been drunk. Hasty says Stillwell's daughter called the Uber for her mom. He says she slept most of the ride before violently waking up blocks from her home.
Woke up hungry. Now, your Uncle Sharla, Brother Leonard, I get on this radio all the time, and I tell you, all we want to do every day of our lives is avoid crazy. That's all we're attempting to do, ladies and gentlemen, avoid crazy. But sadly, sometimes crazy finds us, comes right to our front door, in this situation, right in your back seat. This is why I could never be an Uber driver. Drop on the clues bombs for all the Uber drivers out there. Man, the reason I could never be an Uber driver is because you are forced to interact with a bunch of different energies throughout the day and night. Some of those energies are friendly. Some of those energies are Michelle Stillwell. I'm just trying to get you from point A to point B, and now I'm a snack. Okay? Not even the kind of snack I want to be, because it is spring and summertime, and if you've been working out, you're feeling handsome, okay? You wouldn't mind someone jumping in your car calling you a snack. But tell me I'm a snack. Don't show me with your mouth. Well, actually, it's okay to show someone with your mouth if you think they're a snack. Just not like the way Michelle Stillwell did, okay? Would you like to hear how the buffet was sounding in the car? Listen.
Hey, do you have the cops on the way?
I don't want to jump out.
I don't want to die.
I don't want to get out and have her run.
You will
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Imagine how she sounds at dinner. She probably eats with her mouth open. Yuck. She probably orders her steak rare, eats it with no utensils, just picks it up and bites into it. Look, Michelle was charged with two felony charges of aggravated battery and tampering with a witness, and she could have been drunk, or she could have been hungry, or she could have been a flesh-eating, day-walking zombie. Maybe she was a vampire. Maybe we are looking for all these reasons why she did what she did to that Uber driver, when the reality is the only logical reason for her behavior is one word, two syllables, and that's Florida. Is Florida two syllables? Three, right?
Three. Florida.
Okay. When the reality is, the only logical reason for her behavior is one word, three syllables, and that's Flo-ri-da. Please give Michelle Stillman the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Now, are we sure Florida is three syllables?
Florida.
Florida. That's how I thought it was Florida.
Yeah,
Florida.
No, what?
No.
Florida.
Not Florida. Florida.
It's not Florida. Who says the ruh?
Re.
I ain't never heard nobody say Florida. Florida.
Florida.
I never heard nobody say that.
Do you not spell Florida?
I know the rapper Florida.
Well, let's ask the English major, ye.
Florida.
Yes, it should be Florida.
Three.
Florida.
Three.
Florida. Florida. Florida.
All right.
Florida.
A lot of people just say Florida.
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 Okay.
All right. Low.
Right. I'm mad we didn't play a game, but okay. All right.
You want to play a game? You don't want to play a game. Come on. You know what race this was. You don't think so?
Play a game.
All right.
We've seen silence.
Let's play a game then. It's time for a game of Guess What Race It Is! I didn't think that this needed a game of Guess What Race It Is, but Envy wants to play. Michelle Stilwell, 55 years old, gets in the backseat of an Uber, wakes up after 20 minutes of sleep, and takes a bite out of the Uber driver's face. Guess what race it is!
Yee!
Well, you heard me already. I've seen Silence of the Lambs, so I'm going to say Caucasian.
Okay. All right, DJ Envy, Michelle Stilwell, yes, gets in the backseat of an Uber. Mm. Okay, sleeps for 20 minutes, wakes up and takes a bite out of the Uber driver's face. Guess what race she is?
I'm going with white.
Okay. Well, you both are correct. Caucasian is the correct answer.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.